Amar Rebbe Tanchum. Some people say V Amar Rebbe Tanchum. Another statement of Rebbe Tanchum. Chige Baraglo Achas. Somebody who's lame in one leg, Potter Min Haria. He's not obligated in Ria Shinema Regolim. It says regolim means like reglaim, you need two feet. We already used this regolim to exclude bale kabim. That's talking about people with pieces of wood on the bottom of the feet, like a pirate. You know, a pirate with a peg leg. Okay, so he's got two peg legs, and they're cushioned, so it doesn't hurt him. So he's not coming to exclude somebody who's basically got a dysfunctional leg. It's coming to exclude somebody who's got basically missing the bottom of his legs.
And he has both legs or just one?
Both, in this case. Yeah. So, answers the Gemara. Now, how, meaning the peg leg guy, yeah, me potamim, nafka. It says shalosh potamim, right? Nafka. To Tanya. Potamim, ain potamim ella raglayim. Potamim or raglayim. And we're going to prove that. So basically, in order to be chayv in Ri'ya, you need to have actual feet. So, you know, fake feet are not going to help. And the chayni omer, how are we going to prove now that potamim mean raglayim? So, tirmasena regel. Tirmasena regel. The foot will crush. Regle oni. The feet of Anian, Pampame Dolin. And also Pame Dolin. Over here basically we see that Pame is used as a synonym basically to regal. Basically we see that we assume that regal and Pame are speaking about the same thing. We're speaking about the same Indian. So just as regal is a regal. So we see Pame is a regline. So we just prove that Potamim is Ruglai, V'oime, another pasuk. So yeah, Ma yafu potamayich, V'na'alayim, Vas nadiv. It says, how beautiful are your steps, your feet, we're going to say here, in shoes. So what are in shoes? Feet are in shoes. So we see over here, that basically, the potamim are feet. So we just proved that potamim are feet. So therefore, basically, we see that in order to be chayv in aliyah l'regel, you need feet. And so that excludes the bali kabim. The what?
Pasuk is
Yeah, but that's not what we learned here.
Ba'ne'olim.
Yeah, but we're not learning that here.
Right. But the drush is
Ba'ne'olim
to the
Na'alai,
to the steps.
And
Ba'ne'olim. Okay, I don't know if you do that. I don't know how it works. Gemara goes with the Bikud of the, over here. It seems to be that we see that, we're just proving over here that these are feet.
Right.
Okay.
Ba'na'olim
means
all the
regal.
Ba'na'olim
means to be all the regal. Ba'na'olim. Oh, Ba'na'olim. Oh, you mean Na'alim, it's not a lion. Oh, you got shoes to say.
Na'alim to be all the regal.
Ba'na'olim, it's not
Ba'na'olim. Ah, I mean it's the words, not the words, not the words, not shoes. Okay, thank you. Okay, fine. Okay, that's important to get.
Could be shoes.
Sorry, can you?
Could be shoes, but then you could Ba'na'olim.
Can you just say what it is now?
I'm not sure. I understood it meant, but I thought that you're in shoes, but they're saying. Now, from the Talmud, saying that it means basically going, but I don't know what's the proof then.
The Pasuk says,
what's the
proof?
Yeah,
what? Ba'omayich ba'ne'olim bas nodi.
Yeah.
Ba'omayich ba'ne'olim. Like Rashi said, ba'omayich ba'ne'olim. You know, from the word ba'omayich, that of this.
No, Rashi says, look at Rashi. But part it says, ba'alim in that line.
But you don't have to change the proof for that, that's all.
Fine, it says, but the point, but you, right, again. Look, we're talking about shoes. Fine, let's.
It does talk about shoes, but
Rashi talks about more Rashi over here. Alright.
Right,
okay, fine. Fine, if you want to give me okay. Maybe just don't correct me in the code. If it's just, you know what I mean? I'm sorry, I'm not perfect.
Sorry, can you just go back?
Yeah, because it just ruins the flow, and I was choshesh myself that I was wrong, and I was going like Rashi, and I'm going like Rashi. Rashi's okay. I've got problems, but if I'm basically representing Rashi, I'm okay. Fine. So basically, it says over here, yeah, that Rav Tali could be the posuk. If you write Rav Tali could be the posuk with the right, he could. You want to read the posuk now, Rav Tali, with the right, he could. Right, so we see over here the lashon of pa'amayit, yeah, is used with reference to shoes. So feet go in shoes. So we see basically that these are feet. Okay? So that's what we're trying to prove over here. The whole point of it. Yeah. Okay, fine. So Dorash Rava. So Rava makes a drosha, my dichsi, ma. Rav Naftali?
Yeah.
Can you read it? Okay. So it says, Kama, thank you, Noim Ragleim Shal Yisrael. How beautiful is it with the Ragleim of Yisrael and the time when they're going up. Now here we're using in the sense of going up, not as shoes, when they're going up to Regel. Okay, so we're looking at a drosh of it. It's basically wonderful when Klal Yisrael goes up the regal. Bas Nadiv, what does it mean, Bas Nadiv? Means Beetle Shel Avram Avinu. Means the daughter of Avram Avinu, Shenikra Nadiv, who's called a Nadiv. Okay, how do we know that Avram Avinu is called a Nadiv? Shenema Nadivi Amim Nesfu Im Elokei Avraham. The Nadivi Amim means those people are motivated of heart. Translated according to Rashi, Nesfu gathered with the God of Abraham. So, answers the Gemara. What do you mean, God of Elokei Abraham? What do you mean, the God of Abraham? The low Elokei Yitzchak, Yaakov, but not the God of Yitzchak, Yaakov. What do you mean? Who's this? What's going on over here? Ella, why have we just chosen Elokei Abraham? Shehaya Tachila Legerim, because Avram Avinu was the first ger, and so therefore it's in this respect, you know, he had that relationship with God which nobody had as the first ger. So also in this pasuk when it says Nadive Amim, yeah, is referring to the gerim, the righteous gerim over here. And what is the association between these gerim and Avram Avinu? Is because just like, and we call Abraham Avinu was a Nadiv Lev, yeah, and his heart made him recognize Hashem. So that's why we see from this pasuk, by association, that he's also called a Nadiv. So we see Avram Avinu is a Nadiv, but basically they were called after him. Okay. Okay, so Amma Rav Kahana. Said Rav Kahana, Dorash Rav Nosson Bar Manumi. Oh, Mishum Rebbe Tanchum. Now this is that out of point, but it's another statement that Rebbe Tanchum made, so that's why we bring it over here. Okay, Mark, famous Gemara, Ma'adik Siv, says, V'habor reik ein boi moim. The bowl was empty, and it did not have any water in it. Mimashma shenema v'habor reik. The Torah says the bowl was empty, the pit was empty. Ein yodea she'ein boi moim. I don't know if it's empty, there's no water in it. Right, he's okay, so Ella mining boys of the pasuk is hinting to you that there's no water in it. However, there were snakes and scorpions in it. Okay, Nupa. Tanner Abon. Maisaberi Yochanan ben Baroika. Okay, Rabbi Loza, Chisma. Shaholku lahakbil penei Rabbi Yeshua Pekin. They went to do Kabbalah's ponim of the Rebbe. They went to see the Rebbe on the Regel, and the Rebbe was Rabbi Yeshua, the Pekin, the place of Pekin. Omalehem. So he said to them, Rabbi Yeshua, Chiddush, haya the base of Midrash. Did you hear a Chiddush in the base of Midrash today? Amruloi. So he said to him, Talmidech Anu. Where the Talmidim? Yeah, we come to hear from you, yeah? And Meimecha Anu Shoisin. And we drink your waters, in your Torah. Yeah, how can you tell us? Yeah, so Amalahem, Afapichain, Yeshal, the base of Midrash below Chiddush. Nevertheless, it's impossible. There's not a Kiddush in the base of Midrash each day. Okay, and he asks, Shabbos Shel Mihaisa, whose week is it? Meaning, who is the Nossi, who's in sitting in residence this week. Sometimes they switched off. Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria and Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel took 2 or 3 weeks, a month, and Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria took one week, a month. Okay, so he said, they answered him, Shabbos Shel, Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria, Haisa. Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria is giving Shia this week. Okay. Haisa, I got a yom. So Rabbi Yeshua asked, what's the teaching? And Amrulai, Parshas Hakel. He said to him, Parshas Hakel. Ooh, Umar, Dorashba. Says Rabbi Yeshua, what was the drasha? So this is the Hakel Esa'am, Vanoshim, Vanoshim, Vahataf. Gathered together that the nation, the men and the women and the children, Im Anoshim, Boim Lilmoid, if the men come to learn, Noshim, Boys Lishmoya, the women come to hear. Okay, Taf, Lama, Boim. Why did the toddlers come? What are they going to get? Like, what? It's a waste of time. You know, you're like, well, what's chat? So answers Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria, Kedei Litein Schar Lemivyei Hen, in order to bring Schar for the people taking. So really, it's for the adults. The adults get Schar for schlepping them along. It's easy to leave the toddler at home with the babysitter, but no, bring them along. Tosis says over here.
Why did they call the shoulders of their father? Why
didn't they? No, this is talking about Hakel now. We are not talking about Ria. So if we have a minute after, I'll come back, which is a question. Well, actually, I'm going to interject actually over here. So Yosef asked the question, yeah, is why is it with Hakel that kids are like chayiv in a sense, or at least the parents are chayiv to bring them, and with Re'ia not, yeah? So Tosfos asked the question, the top Tosfos on the page, and he said, it brings it back to his starting point, it's women. We know women are chayiv in Hakel, because it says in the Pasuk, the Noshim, right? So we know in Aliyah LeRegel only men are chayiv. That's like Mishnah said, right? Noshim are potter. So why are not Noshim also chayiv in Re'iyah? So because it says, so it's a Gemara coming up. It says Zechorcha. We know that with Aliyah LeRegel on normal Re'iyah, it's only males and not females. And then Tosfos says we make a Kal V'Chomer. If women are potter from Re'iyah, Kol Shekein the toddlers. So that's why we know the toddlers are also potter from Ri'ya. Okay. Yeah, no, that's in Ri'ya. Yeah. So that isn't quite, as far as the Torah is concerned, that does not apply to Ri'ya, right? In Hakel, you are obligated to bring the toddlers from the Torah. And the reason you're obligated to bring them from the Torah is to give Scarlet and the V.A.M. Okay.
Toddlers is younger than Ashur or Mishnah, because our Mishnah, yes, anybody could hold hands.
Yes, I think it's younger. I think. Yeah, right. It sounds like the less than chinuch over here. Okay. The odd dorash, and Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria made another drasha. Yeah. Es Hashem Hamar Tayyum. That's one pasuk. The Hashem Hamir Chayyum. That's another pasuk in the same area. So. So what Rashi says, Lashon Hamart over here is Lashon Shebachta, you praised. It's Lashon Shebach. Yeah? So Amalehem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Klal Yisrael, Et Atem Asuni Chativachas, you made me one Shebach, yeah? An exclusive praise. Okay, ba'olam, in the world. Va'ani eschem chativa achas ba'olam. And I'm going to make you an exclusive praise in the world. So atem esuni chativa achas, you made me an exclusive praise ba'olam. Tichsiv shema Yisrael, l'shem elokeinu, l'shem echad. Yeah, what does it mean an exclusive? It means the one and only. Exclusive praise here means you are the one and only. So you said you are the one and only. I'm going to make you an exclusive praise. Right? And who is like you, Yisrael, meaning who is like you? No one. There is only Klal Yisrael. Right? And that is a Shevachat. That you are the one and only.